Good morning, NCAA. It is your boy, Is Nefarious here. I am here for the breakfast show. I got the breakfast crew in the building. I got D-Lloyd in the building. D-Lloyd, say hello to the people.
Yes, sir, baby. NCAA update.
No, sir. No, sir.
Oh, man, bro. Anyway, what's good, PML fans? Your boy, D-Lloyd. We are back with another episode. Today is Advance Day.
Hey, bro. We need this season to be over with.
We're going to week 15. We are getting close. We are getting close. Almost the best time of the season. Draft time.
Almost the best time of the season.
Almost there.
We also got H. Raldo in the building. H. Raldo, say hello to the people.
It's Geraldo. But how are you?
Geraldo. We would have Z, but Z not here right now. So we wait for Z to come here and tell us about his plans. But we will continue rolling on. The first and foremost, we got to talk about the games that were played yesterday. That's number one. We got to talk about also the games for next week. D-Lloyd, are you available to pull up the games from last week?
I don't know what was all played, so I'll just say the game.
You could go by week schedule if you want.
A week schedule tab.
That's what it's for.
Listen, though, y'all doing way too much here. I am just going off of my
week schedule yesterday at 8 a.m. Rams versus Titans, 31-48 Texans versus Titans.
Texans beat the Rams 48-31. So
let me go through in order. The first game that we have was the Arizona Cardinals defeating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 38-17.
Fuck?
You want me to do it? We're going in this order, buddy. 38-17.
You just go by the week tab. Jesus Christ.
Bro, you have Discord open.
You're going to go through 17 games instead of just fucking six of them.
That's
y'all just
crazy.
Talk about the Cardinals Bucks, bro.
Anywho, we don't
Cardinals
give a fuck.
All I know is that me and my friend Codes were playing WWE, and he just kept saying, "Oh, Jalen Milroe pick, Jalen Milroe pick, Jalen Milroe pick." It's like he was like, every time I tune in, Jalen Milroe's throwing a pick. Speaking of bad trades out of NFC South, looking back at this trade, the Bucks traded up to go get Jalen Milroe. In this past draft, after signing Baker Mayfield for an extensive contract, he went and drafted traded up to get Jalen Milroe. He traded like two firsts, a future first, and a second to the Panthers for Jalen Milroe. How do you guys feel about that trade?
Sounds about right.
We got Geraldo in the building. Geraldo, say hello to the people.
Yo, what's going on, everybody?
D-Lloyd took control of the schedule, and it's been terrible so far. And we're one game in.
going in my Madden order, brother.
The first thing we're talking about is the Cardinals beating the Buccaneers. And the main thing I brought up is the trade for Jalen Milroe. The Buccaneers, I made the decision that we're not signing Ritter. We're not giving him a contract. He gave Baker Mayfield the contract after season one and traded all this capital away to go get Jalen Milroe.
I wasn't a fan of the move, personally.
So basically, we're talking about Jalen Milroe. I guess he threw a lot of picks in this game. I don't know the exact number.
This game specifically, he threw three. And on the season, he has 19 touchdowns, 22 interceptions, and what's he doing on the ground? He does have 8 rushing touchdowns and 574 rushing yards.
Another thing for Cammy, and I think everybody could agree here, we talked about QBs mattering and, you know, it's your play style specifically. If going off his play style, a rookie quarterback ain't it. A rookie quarterback is not it for him.
Unless it has to do with it being a rookie, but I think Jay Milroe was the answer.
Unless it's like Shadur or Arch Manning or, you know, Caleb Williams.
Cameron doesn't need like a running quarterback.
So, no, I'm just saying. Well, I'm just saying he doesn't run the ball. Like he doesn't want to run the ball. So having a quarterback having a rookie quarterback like Jalen Milroe, who's a raw but has talent, it does not really fit him because he's trying to throw it 50 times, 60 times.
I just think Aller would have been a better quarterback for him.
If oh, absolutely.
Because what Aller went pick 15. Yeah. I think that Cammy could have waited, and then Aller comes in, 82 speed, but 95 throw power, and all his accuracies are right now are 85 and up. So I just think that was a better fit personally. But, yeah, to each their own. I mean, I kind of understand why he traded up. Guess he didn't like DJ, and, I mean, on paper, like, Milroe wasn't going to be a bad QB, so.
I think we both. I think that's a bad trade from the Bucks. Just my trade's worse. I think we both made bad trades this season.
But he traded up to four for that. He traded up to four for that. From where? Do we know?
He traded. I think he traded like three firsts. I think two currents and a future, and then like a second or something like that.
Do we know where he did that? Well, for one, that's crazy. Anyway,
I mean, he didn't make the playoffs, so it wasn't anything crazy. It was probably a team's pick.
He's given – JT's going to have a top pick, just like I give Drama a top. He gave JT a top pick. So he actually gave it within the – at least I give Drama a top pick. It don't really affect me. But giving JT a top pick is – looking at the other side, Q winning this game. 38-17. What does that? He goes to 5-8 now.
4-9.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, it's a solid game. I mean, he did good with Kyler. Only 5 incomplete passes. DeMarcado had 123 yards on the ground. You know, when he gets him going, he's good. And then Xavier Worthy, 5 for 159. So. Yeah, his playmakers definitely showed up, and then good old Christian Fulton got interception, you know. So,
hey,
good for him. All right, moving on though to the next game, y'all can finally talk about it. The Houston Texans defeated the LA Rams 48-31.
Did anybody? Cook talked about this yesterday, didn't he?
Well, y'all wanted to talk about it so fucking bad. I thought we did talk about it yesterday. So we'll talk about it again. CJ Stroud had 5 touchdowns, no picks.
No.
Talk that talk.
I was trying to do my order, and y'all was, no.
You're a fucking idiot. I knew I should have trusted it. I should have trusted D-Lloyd, you fucking idiot.
What are you talking about?
Cook talked about it yesterday.
I don't even remember talking about games yesterday.
Well, we did, and Cook talked about it yesterday. Monday.
Anyway, next game then, we had the debut of AB, or whatever his name is. I think it's AB, right? The Seattle.
Oh, there's a lot to unload in this.
34-27. I did not watch it, so. Whatever right. You've seen, and then of course Z was there. At least I hope he was there. He
so
talk about it as well.
Let me set the landscape, okay. Real quick. Hefe made it a point. I know I'm putting a name to it. Sorry, Hefe, but Hefe made it a point to say that while watching him, he looked very YouTube-ish. And I said, Hefe, he is a comp guy, and he said, well, he looked every bit of. So, Z, just send the landscape for everybody else. Now, talk about your game. Talk about everything, even the little situation he's got going on and all that.
So, I mean, like, when I loaded up yesterday, I was like, staff moves. What's going on there? So, you know, I don't know if he knew or not, but we ended up getting it resolved. he changed his OC and his DC, but I'm pretty sure he went in and fixed that because the takeoff tree was at level 2. So
it was probably KMFO's old.
Yeah, the one that got banned, right? The one that got banned, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, pretty sure Kamish reached out to him. He took care of that. So we got into the game, whatever.
That shit happens way too often. Why don't we, when someone joins, why don't we give them a pamphlet? Like, hey, here's everything you need to know when joining the league this week before you play your game.
Yeah, instead, I gave him the linebacker rules and also.
Why don't you give him a pamphlet?
Because I'm the commissioner. Do your fucking job.
Fuck you. We're trying our best.
It's crazy because, like, we come in and we wait for this guy. We wait for this guy to, you know, do what he has to do because in every league, you know, you can do this and do that. And here it's different. It's like, and then, like, this guy did this, and now suddenly I'll guarantee this guy's going to get labeled with something just simply based off signing a guy with takeoff.
We're trying our best, goddammit.
Yeah, well, you guys fucking suck. Since I played WWE, why don't you fucking do your commissioner job?
Fuck you!
Well, anyways.
anyways.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure a commission reached out to him, and that got handled, so.
See you, nerd!
So, it was before we played the game, too. So, boom, we played the game. I mean, like, watching some of his tryout game with KMFO, I mean, he was saying that he is from primarily comp leagues. So, you know, he asked me about the sub-linebacker rules before the game. I gave him the updated ones. Cool. I didn't necessarily, like, have too big a problem. I mean,
with this gameplay?
Like, yeah, so in a sense, like, it was sim, right? Like, the concepts and, like, I feel like the play call limit absolutely messed him up. But again, we've also not seen the, a 49ers user take proper use of Kittle having the route apprentice and then CMC having the route apprentice because Cook said something yesterday and it made the most sense in the world. Like, we're just used to seeing CMC block. So the backside dig can get open. But in this one, like, I also got to account. I also got to account for, like, angle routes and stuff like that. So I think it'll be interesting to see what he gets out of this team. But, like, overall, I mean, like, the defense, yeah, we've seen stuff like that before. If you played regs, you've seen stuff like that before. But it's not like, it wasn't like the blatant, like, I'm going to sit in this all game. He was moving guys around, making adjustments. Like, he makes some pretty interesting adjustments. But overall, I don't think it was too bad. I feel like we had more opportunities to get off the field and didn't. But on offense, I really didn't feel like we were really under any duress to not put points on the board. Like, if you read what he's giving you, like, you can beat it, but it's going to be a lot of smoke and mirrors. It's going to be a lot of different things. So I didn't really feel too bad about it personally. Maybe I have to go back and watch what happened, but all I do know, though, is that they will fumble the ball in San Francisco. So you can attack them that way. But, yeah, I didn't really have too many issues. Oh, but, boy, does he know how to step up in the pocket and run. So, yeah. It just seems like that's kind of the thing this year. So you'll see a lot of that. The little thing where people step up in the pocket and then take off. Yeah. You'll see a lot of that. But I didn't really have too big an issue with really anything. Maybe I was just kind of not really too worried about it because I'd seen stuff like that before. But
yeah, you did play the top 10 in red.
No, the number one player in the fucking world and beat him, bro. Put respect on Z, bro. But anyway, we'll play him next week. So,
I'll actually say this: his offense can get the ball down the field, but in the red zone, you can tighten up and lock that down because it could have been a lot. It could have been a lot closer, a lot sooner. You said you play him next week, D Lloyd?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So what's been ignored here is this guy. This was the guy that said, "Oh, throw anything more than 10 interceptions in a season is crazy." And someone made the comment during the game, I think it was Codes, and says, this guy doesn't throw picks because he fumbles every chance he gets. He had four fumbles yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, we should have had maybe two or three picks, but I mean, that's just because we were throwing a lot.
Where do you gauge him?
I mean, personally, like, I do kind of want to see how he puts it together, but I think he's pretty good, man.
Do you have a PML comp for him?
Maybe Chargers hype Mike when he first got here.
Chargers hype Mike
when he first got here. Yeah, like in terms of like the defense you see is not what you're gonna get. Like it's gonna be a lot of different stuff. I went back and watched from his perspective because I thought I was tripping. And he had cover three on one side with the safety manned up on DK with another guy manned up on another guy, and then he had a Mabel, but it was a blitz. And it was ridiculous, man. So, yeah, there's a lot of nuances there. But you know, with guys that make a lot of adjustments, there's also ways to take advantage of that too. So, we'll see how he evolves kind of into the league.
It's gonna be a real shame when I accidentally hit X early.
Oh, bro, I was coming out and running my plays. I was like, I know you over there coding some shit up. I'm about to hype this football up.
Fucking quick hiking. Hey, that's a strategy, bro. That's a strategy. Mm-hmm. Take it or leave it. But no, we wanted to get your opinion. He also has an issue. Right now, we're trying to get situated. He's got Kyle Shanahan as his head coach and not a custom coach. So that also has to get situated.
Yeah, I did see that too. I was like, Kyle.
That's a realistic looking creative face right there, boy.
I don't know. He might be able to. I think he could just retire him and repick the Niners. I know back in the day, you used to have to like retire the coach, pick a different team, and then you'd have to retire and go back to the team you're originally on. But I don't know if they changed that.
Yeah, when you retire, you could create a new coach immediately. Like,
I knew you could do that. I'm saying before you used to have to pick a new team, though, before you could pick the team that you were just using.
Okay.
I don't know if they've changed it since then, though.
Yeah, he's just going to get that situated, and then it'll be all set. Who's he got next? We'll see who he's got next week when we go into the predictions.
He has me.
His first win.
Anybody knows how to stop that comp shit is me.
It's first win, dog.
The D-Lloyd Tennessee, yes sir, first wins.
Yes, sir. What's the next game, Z?
Whoa, Zeke can do next week, buddy. Y'all gave me week 14.
We didn't you shit.
That shit crazy.
I'm on week 14. Next Zeke. Game.
Next fucking game. D-Lloyd straight put his hand out and said, hold up, player. I got this, bro.
Let me cook. Let me cook, dog.
I already fucked it up once. Let me just finish it.
You had DK in the Broncos defeating the Las Vegas Raiders 48-34 in the game where DK probably said good luck the rest of the way after he played them. So.
All right, next game.
This is actually a 28-28 game.
I heard it was a good game. I heard this was a good game.
It absolutely was.
Talk about it a little bit, Zeke.
I heard he said good luck the rest of the way. So.
Oh yeah, you know that's his thing, man. Mike, it was 14-7. Then Mike went for it on 4th-and-2, and I don't know if he meant to throw the bubble or not, but he ain't throw the bubble, and he got tackled in the backfield. DK went down and scored, and they kind of just traded points. It was 28-28. Jaden Daniels missed some throws. Surprise, surprise. And then DK went up. Mike was able to get back into the game and tie it. DK scored again, and then Mike had one drive to win or to tie. I'm sure he probably would have gone for two. And then Jaden Daniels threw an interception. So I mean, it was highly contested, in my opinion, at least.
probably the best I've seen Mike play this season and kind of cycle. So
didn't he say he's kind of framing up? So
how do you? How do you?
Be figuring some shit out.
As a friend of his, how do you feel about his comments about, you know, I need a good team to compete? You know, this is all that's proven. Like, it seemed like he was just checking it and saying, hey, you know, it is what it is. I can't compete with these big dogs with this team. I mean, and I need a good team to compete. How do you feel?
I definitely think he's just talking.
Okay. Yeah, he's definitely let's think of it this way also, though. Just let's say he wasn't trolling. Okay. Now, say Mike had came in chat and said, yeah, fuck these other three. I can beat them with the Raiders. And then someone's like, bro, like, why are you talking like that? So it's like, even if he wasn't trolling, let's say he just accepted it. Like, is it really that wrong for him to be like, oh, yeah, you know, I just can't compete with these guys with this kind of team?
Yeah, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm asking as a friend. This is more of a friend's perspective. Because as a friend, if that was my friend saying, hey, I just can't do it, and that, you know, it's too tough, I'd smack him up beside the head and be like, bro, you're a competitor. You better figure it out.
If you can't do it, you can't do it.
I just don't accept, I don't know. I just can't accept that mentality. You got to try to figure it out. I mean, this is not me saying.
I must not be Ness Frank because he bets against me, bro. He'd be like, hey,
I know who you are, bro. I don't even worry about it.
I've always thought that it was kind of like more of a play calling thing than a stick skill thing for him.
That's exactly what I'm dealing with.
Some of the stuff he was calling was just bullshit, especially on defense. But I think that maybe yesterday he might have found something that works. So, I mean, we'll see how the Raiders fare moving forward. But, I mean, we know what they've looked like so far. So.
All right, moving on.
Also, I want to add to that before I pass that. Z said, you know, Jaden Daniels was missing throws. Before I had made the trade for Ridder, I had asked Mike about Jaden Daniels because he's similar to Jalen's play style. And we all watched this man for a whole season throw many, many, many inaccuracies and interceptions. This man had the nerve to tell me a first-round pick. You're lucky to get a fucking fourth for that guy.
Yeah.
But I just had to let it be known that his Alzheimer's and shit's kicking in, that, like, the dude's fucking losing his marbles.
Well, you know Mike's notoriously tough to trade with.
Retarded?
Oh. Notoriously old?
No, notoriously just awful at trading.
He is a legend.
All right, well, let's swap games while y'all before y'all start talking shit more.
Like notoriously bad at trading.
Notoriously bald.
Notoriously like old, crusty thumbs.
The last game played so far, we had the New Orleans Saints defeating the Dallas Cowboys 28-21.
Bro, I'm mad as shit. JC completely treated this game like a stat game, bro. Instead of just blowing him out by 20 plus, he treated it like a fucking stat game.
In what ways?
Well, after the game,
I don't know what's going on here.
After the game, Drama said that he doesn't know how, but JC is the cheesiest guy in the league. He said he knows it when he sees it. He said he said, I know it when I see it, but I can't put my finger on it enough to complain out loud. Loki is all y'all that A-Rod brought in. You, Hefe, Codes, and that whole little crew, just a bunch of Madden ballers. So, now, mind you, this is the same guy that we saw run play action out of I-form twin tight end on 3rd and 7. So, remember, guys.
I will say that he might have a great but Drama's no Saint himself. But I wanted to say the reason I say that it's a stat game or he treated it like a stat game is because this was going on while me and Codes were in a party, and Codes was even saying it like JC's treating this like a stat game. He keeps trying to get rushing times with Malik, and Drama's just shutting that down. Now, question, Do quarterbacks get more XP for rushing touchdowns compared to throwing touchdowns?
Like touchdowns or touchdowns, I think.
Yeah, I don't know, because he said he kept trying to get him a rushing touchdown.
He's just like, going for – I think he's just going for awards. That's all he's going for.
Yeah.
I believe he's trying to get MVP, like, award shit, I think runs are worth more. Rushing touchdowns are worth more than passing touchdowns.
Well, I'll have to double check. He's losing
I'll pull that up in a second. I have the like the little code formula from the modding community that has like the how the MVP's calculated.
Yeah.
But
ooh, I gotta use that to get MVP with Kyler.
Let's see. Passing touchdowns times. Yep, rushing touchdowns times 9. So yeah, it's a you get more points for the MVP race from a rushing touchdown.
Let me just throw this out here. You know,
just based on
what like Drama said, you know, calling him cheese, like I don't know how, blah blah blah, but like for you to know that rushing touchdowns cost more for your quarterback for MVP for you to get a dev, that is,
I mean,
the most Madden I have ever seen.
We don't know if that's exactly how he knows.
Maybe he's never heard of somebody like, yep, let me just get all these rushing touchdowns because I know it'll get me MVP. Like, bro, if someone ever calls him some sort of Madden cheesy, whatever, don't say nothing. But yes, I am. That is crazy knowledge to fucking know.
So, maybe he's in the modding community like me.
I don't give a fuck.
To answer your question really quick, Ness, so basically everything gets points and then it adds up to your total points at the end of the day. Passing touchdowns, you take your passing touchdowns times 6, rushing touchdowns times 9, receiving touchdowns times 7. And then, of course, like your passing yards, they divided by 21, rushing yards divided by 9.
How do they do the O line? That's the one question.
There's no O line calculation in the MVP.
Bro, they just say randomly. They just pick a random guy.
Are you talking about like best O line and stuff like that? Yeah. I have to look. But in the MVP candidate, there's no.
No.
Not a chance, bro.
Nobody wants fucking Shaq Mason as the MVP of the league. But moving on, that was the last game there, D-Lloyd?
Yep.
All right, we could jump into...
I think there's still two unplayed.
He's the two unplayed.
The Colts and the Jags play. Maybe if we get a My Madden update. They played
it. Someone updated it this morning, I thought. Someone updated it like 7. Someone updated it this morning.
All I know is he tagged me last night and said that Water hurt Anthony Richardson for the game, not for like.
Bro, everybody.
I updated it.
Well, it's not
and
there.
And
yeah, I updated it on the shitter this morning.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Yeah, it's Broncos. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Are you on the game, Z?
Say again.
Are you on the game?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it didn't pop up. And then they have the Chiefs and the Packers also. Again, that at least isn't showing on here. So
you looking for the score of the
Colts Jags?
Raiders Colts. I mean, yeah. Jags,
give me one second. Give me one second.
I thought the Packers and the Chiefs were supposed to play yesterday.
They did not.
They did not. Okay, I don't know if they did.
Yeah, because Matty G fucking you up tonight, and I guess it never happened.
Wow. All right,
I am playing the Dolphins at advance tonight. I just want to let everybody know that. Hey, I tell you just a little this is so.
This past week,
my mother-in-law, my father-in-law went to Florida. They went on vacation. My girl's grandmother is staying with us for the week because, you know, they're saying, oh, you got to take care of the cats, but she really don't have to. It's just to keep her around and trick her to stay for a week. So she's staying for the week. D-Lloyd, when I tell you it's the best thing that ever happened, bro, I was on the game till fucking 11 p.m. last night like a damn teenager. And she didn't say boo. She didn't say fucking come spend time with me. She didn't say nothing. I spent all day playing fucking PlayStation. She didn't even say a damn word the whole time. So shout out grandma for helping me out when she ain't behind my neck about coming this time.
No.
Before
we move on. Nope. Before we move on. Now it needs to be talked about.
2138.
Hold on. No, we're not moving on. Okay. So Neff can randomly play at advance when he never does. But when Hefe did it, it was a huge problem. So Neff, why are you playing at advance so randomly and suddenly?
Oh my god. Are you serious?
This is very hypocritical, Mr. I'm not playing after 8 a.m. I gotta play after 8, but I'm playing at advance tonight on a
Tuesday. Bro, hey, HD, I gotta really be honest.
Very suspicious.
you have the most retarded rebuttals I have in my life.
Hey,
your rebuttals are straight retarded. You have the worst rebuttals I ever seen in my life.
I hope Nephi's in here. So he can question you while you're playing at advanced.
I question Hefe because he played the CPU. He played the CPU. You know what I could do, though?
Everyone plays at advanced for free wins, don't they?
What I could do, though, is tell Debo I can't play tonight. And then next thing you know, I get to force the CPU game. That's crazy.
I knew you were up to no good.
All right. Moving on.
Caught his ass, boys. We got him.
We got him.
The Jags defeated the Titans 38-21.
38-21.
You lost your meme and playing, bro. That's how bad you are.
Defeated the Colts. My fault, brother. My bad.
So the Colts actually won the first matchup, which was a surprise. But yeah, he didn't make no mistakes this time to put away CV. Hearing Anthony Richardson was probably a big factor. Do we know when he got knocked out of the game?
A big factor.
No, he just said he got knocked out for the game. So I don't know when. I don't have any more information. I told him next time, kill the man, bro.
Are we really acting like AR is a huge difference in CV's hands?
AR be going crazy against me, and I don't understand it, bro. So
you also run dumbass defense.
I don't know. Wait, who was it? Who was it that you said that you keep saying, "Oh, they're not that bad"? That became the new Ant Dog because Ant Dog had to get replaced in your book. Was it CB? CB. CB's a new Ant Dog in D-Lloyd's book.
He's top five.
Bro. Y'all be putting the bottom three. I don't think that's the case, bro. But
that's crazy. That's crazy. And Ant Dog was bottom three, but you didn't think that was the case either. That's wild.
No.
Nope.
I will say I could be wrong because my only two wins are against EB. So maybe.
That's volumes, just so you know.
Yeah. Moving on. Let's jump into next week. You got next week pulled up, Z?
I do.
Do you want to do it, D-Lloyd?
I got it.
You go back. I filled in for the time being.
And then you are.
Next time Z's late, we're just not doing games.
I did a solid job, bro, because we was about to listen to AOD.
The bigger problem here is Z saying 9:15 and then leave until 9:30.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, Z. D-Lloyd ain't got no heart, bro. He gave up next week
Bro,
a real man would have did
that over here because y'all wanted to recap what, game.
A real man
would have did both weeks, bro. You tell Z shut the fuck up and you do next week.
Yeah, you ain't a real man.
He was late and you're just gonna let him take it from you?
Anyways, y'all can eat a dick.
Good job, D-Lloyd. Post-op man, bro.
Good job, D-Lloyd. I'm proud of you, bro. You held it down. All right. Week 15. Crazy. The first game of week 15, bro. It's funny because Greeny said something yesterday, it's Greeny and KMFO for starters. You know, Jets going to get barked at. But KMFO was like, Greeny had said something, and KMFO was like, hey, you know, we'll see how that works next week. And then it just got quiet. Like, oh, all right, well, he's going to die next week. But yeah, Browns, Browns great.
Brown. Everybody's
picking
Brown.
Okay, so let's have fun with this one. Does he lose by 10, 20, or 30?
30.
I'm going to take 20. D-Lug?
I'll say 20.
After the plus 40 that D-Lug just have, what's the line for this?
Greeny's his friend. It's going to be like 21 and a half.
Yeah, Greeny is his friend, so it's going to be respectable. It's going to be
And D-Lloyd's on the breakfast show, so you can't have that.
Yes, so you got to make sure it looks like D-Lloyd.
Writers versus podcasters, bro.
Yep, and he lost.
Next game.
You got my friend Neff. Going to Miami.
Yes, sir!
Hey, Neff, what are you guys playing again?
We are playing at 10. We are playing at midnight, bro. I'm extending it just you.
Going to Miami to take on his trade partner.
We're on the road. Yeah. Yes, sir. We can win the fucking game. We're on the road, baby.
Going to Miami to take on his trade partner, Debo.
Yeah, he's about to stretch your shit out, buddy. I'm taking the Dolphins.
You take whoever you want, you little fat bitch. You roly-poly motherfucker.
Oh, my God. I'm roly-pulling in my content points you won me for taking Panthers money line.
You little fucking cunt. I took minus 13 Bears, bro. That a way to get blown out, you clown.
Bro, we don't got no QB, and we're still building, bro. Leave me the fuck alone.
That's crazy. D-Lloyd, who you got?
Yeah.
I'm taking advantage of me, bro.
I'm going to go up to Falcons.
I'm blowing him out, bro. Record it. I'm blowing him the fuck out. I don't give a fuck what you know about. I know it. Fucking blowing him out, bro.
Well, you know what I do know? You know what I do know?
Nah, fuck you. You don't know shit.
Motherfucking Johnson, baby.
Max Johnson's going to throw for 380 and 5 touchdowns.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The real question is, Neff, can you stop the run?
Yes. It will fucking stop the stretch.
All right, we will see what happens tomorrow since you guys are playing tonight. Moving forward, we have the Washington.
You didn't even make a pick, you prick.
Hey, man, I don't know how Advanced Night Neff plays. I've never seen that before. So
listen, Advanced Night is gonna dick night. Pick a game. Pick a a team. Pick a team.
And give me the Falcons.
All right. That's right.
Y'all are gonna regret that tomorrow.
Fuck you. Take the money line, you little cunt.
As usual.
It's nice when you have 300 points that you don't use. You could take my money line as a joke.
I would put 300 on the Dolphins money line.
Fucking do it. I'm gonna tell A-Rod to let it happen.
Okay.
Minus 110 your money. So you're gonna get back less.
Well, it's a money line, so no, it's not, idiot.
No. Money line's minus 500. He's going to make him a favorite.
Crazy.
Next game. We'll see what happens out there in Miami. Next game, you have Miles and the Commanders going to Philadelphia to play the Eagles in HD.
Are you sure? I thought it was in Washington.
No. It's
Eagles,
in Philly.
Eagles by 800.
I've been preparing completely long if it's in Philly, man. I'm screwed. I was preparing for an away game. I've been practicing in my white jersey, so I know who I'm throwing it to. You know, the field deteriorating as the game goes on. We're screwed, dude.
Well,
take the Commanders money line, guys.
I'm sorry that you've been prepping for conditions that aren't going to be a thing. I think you should win here. I'm taking the Eagles here.
I'm not gonna lie. I told him ain't no sportsmanship in this one after he took out Jalen Hurts for the year.
Well, what you got to do is, because you know he's going to have Rihanna music playing. So you turned your mic on and you start blasting like Beyonce, but like, it's the real he said he hates current music, bro.
I'm just gonna turn on some Chief
Keef. Don't antagonize him. Don't antagonize him.
I'm gonna turn on some Chief Keef and just blast that shit and put it through the mic.
Bro, I mean, all you gotta do, like, one of two things is gonna happen. The Rihanna Commanders are gonna turn the fuck up and win, or they're not. Or they'll lose when you antagonize them. So you'll find out.
I'm going to just turn on some Chris Brown.
You're going to pull a hamstring over there trying to keep up.
Nah, we're going to beat the shit out of the Commanders.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What's the – I think I'm taking the Eagles. Everybody taking the Eagles in this one?
The Commies should be the favorite, bro. So we'll see what happens.
Why should they be the favorite? They're like 1-40.
I don't got a quarterback, bro.
Neither does he.
You have Desmond Ridder, bro.
Desmond Ritter's in free agency.
Bro, he can't be. His overall's too high.
That's why I had someone move it.
That's crazy. Let me go sign Desmond Ridder.
It's crazy, bro.
Let me go re-sign Desmond Ridder, bro.
Paying him fucking $3 million to hold a clipboard.
What's the next game, Nazzy?
Next game, we have Kurt and the Pittsburgh Steelers going to Baltimore to play A-Rod and the Ravens. Anybody taking the Ravens?
Nope.
Wait. What was the first team?
Kurt, Steelers.
No.
He blows his back out every single time.
Wow.
Every single time. This is the most consistent.
You could just say he wins every time.
This is the most consistent ass fucking I've ever seen in PML. He just gives long strokes every single time.
Boy.
Getting worse and worse as he keeps.
I wonder if A-Rod calls
him. Lamar's back, bro. Lamar's back.
I wonder if A-Rod calls him Poppy. That's how consistent it is.
Yeah, like I said, so Lamar's back, bro. That could be the game changer.
Yeah. About that. Remember when Lamar was an X Factor?
No, that was a thing.
Or a superstar, whatever he was.
No, never heard of him. I can't even
remember the time he was, bro. Remember when he was 96 speed and 98 speed? He got plus 2 speed and then went down the gutter, bro. That was the highlight of his cycle, getting plus 2 speed. That's crazy. What's the next game?
I don't know, man.
Y'all done? That was so uncalled for.
He's not fighting.
I think Kurt's playing good ball, anyways. I think Kurt's playing good ball anyway, so I don't think he'd lose the A-Rod here unless he starts throwing his interceptions, but
I think it'll be a good game. I don't think it'll be a blowout like usual.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see who takes it out there. Next game, yeah, myself, Seattle Seahawks, going to Minnesota to play Wimmy and the Vikings.
All right, Seattle Seahawks, back in the washing machine he goes.
Yeah, Wimmy's out of it. Next game. He's a dishwasher now.
He is fucking washed as a motherfucker. Holy washed. This will be the first cycle that Wimmy doesn't make the playoffs. All cycle.
We still got 2 seasons left.
I don't think he makes the playoffs. All cycle.
Yeah.
Do you got a pick for this one?
Next game. No. Well, yeah, I do have one. I said the Seahawks. But, all cycle, bro, is wild, bro. You don't think he'll get one?
Nope.
You know, hype Mike, bro. Spring break, bro. Summer.
Nope.
Damn.
Spring break, bro. Summer.
You know, bro. Hype Mike, stop giving the fuck, bro. Shit go down.
Nope.
All right. Well, we'll see who takes it out there in Minneapolis.
Look at, real quick, Z. Look at his remaining schedule. Colts went through it yesterday. He's got you this week. Yo.
His schedule's actually tough.
Go through it real quick for us.
Myself, Hype Mike, DK,
L.
4 losses to end the season?
Yep.
Gonna be interesting. That would make him, what, 7-10?
No way he loses 8 in a row, bro. No way.
That would make him 7-10. Write it down.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens in Seattle. Moving on. Oh, this should be quick. We have SP Dot and the New England Patriots going to Dallas to play drama in the Dallas Cowboys.
Next game.
Nobody taking Cowboys?
Nope. I have a feeling he'll come in chat and be like, I don't know what it is, but you're cheesy there, SP Dot. Once I figure it out, I'll point it out in public, but I won't let anybody know. I'll just tell you in DMs.
All right, well, we'll see who takes it out there in Dallas. Next game, you have Mike and the Raiders going to New York to play Burn and the Giants.
Raiders.
Ooh. Doo-doo ball, listen. Give me the Raiders. Give me the Raiders. Who you taking?
I like the Raiders.
All right, next game.
Dwayne, who you got?
He took the Raiders.
Okay. All right. Next game, falling in the 9-4 Detroit Lions going to Cincinnati to play Silent in the Bengals. Burrow's back. Lions.
Yeah. I still take the Lions getting back on track. Maybe they need this. They need this one too. I think.
Give me the Bengals.
That's a Lions.
I mean, I could see a world where the Bengals win, but if they throw their normal interceptions, then they'll lose. Well, actually, no. He just beat Kirk. So, okay. In week 11, no, he didn't just beat Kirk. Never mind. That's the last time Burrow played. Okay, yeah. Give me the Lions.
Is Burrow back?
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah, give me the Bengals.
All right, moving on. We got CB and the Indianapolis Colts going to LA to take on Cook and the Rams.
Next game.
Yep. Go ahead, dog.
Yeah, I'll take the Rams though too. But
I thought he was the top three.
Nobody.
He was top three. I said he's not fake bottom friend. Three.
Fake friend.
Just because know. Y'all are upset because I said Ant's top.
First three, to bro. Lie to your friends.
And you don't give me top three, and I'm your longtime friend. I remember back in the day when we almost jumped you into that gang, but you were down the hill and you didn't want to listen to me, and you just pretended like you didn't hear me and ran away.
I think I would rather you tell me I suck than lie to me and tell me I'm not bottom three.
I never said you was top three.
I said bottom.
Bottom.
You're not bottom three.
Who's bottom three?
Not y'all two.
Then who?
I don't know, but not y'all two.
Then who? You ain't getting out of this like you did.
You're not going to make him be toxic game. This morning. Bro, you're not going to make him be toxic. We're going to the next game.
You just saying, you repeating the question is going to make me know.
Who's your three worst users in PML right now currently?
Now, here you go. Here, who is your top 32, 31, and 30th player?
I don't know.
There's three people you are definitely not. You're going to a tournament for $100 million. There's three people you're definitely not taking.
Rephrasing the question, like
you
say,
listen.
Know.
There's three people you will not take. You gotta pick 29 users, to take to this tournament. Winner gets $100 million. You gotta pick three that's not going. Pick the three that's not going.
I'll tell you who's not going. We're moving on to the next game.
So let's simplify. Give me your top 28 players in PM.
About a top 28 matchup with JC going to Buffalo to play the Bills.
Go JC. JC's gonna blow him out. Next game.
I will say I think Neff and Beast going at it really hurt Beast because he ain't been in here since. Yeah, he don't listen. Really. He's not here pre or post show. Neff really hurt a friendship there. It sounds like
that's crazy. Who knew a little scuffle between who's better at Madden would lead to him being a baby. That's just crazy. Me and HD do this shit constantly.
What do I got to do with this?
Me, you fight constantly on a language, which is still good for us. You're still on the spec, though. Maybe that's why I get away with it.
Listen, I might be on it, but Miles is riding it, you know?
Yeah, he rides your dick.
Anyways.
Excuse me?
There he is.
We got D-Lloyd.
And the D-Lloyd told me we're talking about him.
Yes, sir.
Hosting, well, not just hosting, but holding the San Francisco 49ers as they're next at home. Game,
they're going to get blown out. I'm taking the 49ers or whatever fucking spread it is.
I'm taking the 49ers because they're about to be underdog.
That's going to be crazy. The money line is going to hit hard. Next game.
All right, I'm taking my friend D-Lloyd. As long as he don't come out in that 4-6. If he come out on that 4-6, he's going to get picked apart.
Hey, we retired that shit.
He's going to pick you apart if you come out in that 4-6. But moving on, we got Water in the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who said they were going to get 10 wins? That time is ticking down. Well, actually, yeah, 7 because the CB game hasn't counted, so. Three more wins. He's going to Arizona to play Q and the Cardinals.
Give me the Jags.
Yeah, Jags who?
Jags, Cardinals.
Jags, Cardinals.
Jags.
What's the next game, Z?
All right.
Who did you pick, Z? Yeah.
Jags. I actually have not watched him play a single snap of football since week 2. So,
are we supposed to?
I don't know.
I don't think I've seen a Jags game. Well, there's a few guys that like. I don't know. There's a few games that I'm like, yeah, I watch. And there's other games I'm like, I didn't even know this guy streamed his game. So.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What's the next game, Z?
Next game, we have JT and the Cardiac Cat going to Tampa Bay to play the Sad Little Bucks.
We call them the Cardi Cats.
No, I didn't say that. You heard what I said.
Give me the Bucks.
I'll take the Panthers.
Who are you taking, D-Lo?
You fucked up. What? I was gonna give you something. Some solid input, bro. Yes, bro. You got to remember how these guys are going out of their way to target JT. Okay, they're suspending his quarterback. He's out for vengeance. He already beat Neff. He's about to come out here and spank on Cammy, especially because Cammy likes that kind of stuff. So the Panthers are gonna go in there.
Cammy does like this type of stuff, bro.
He loves being spanked.
You know what? You're right, bro. Panthers, bro, because Cammy going fake fight, but he's going to secretly enjoy it. That shit crazy.
Exactly.
Me. Did Neff enjoy it?
JT didn't beat my ass. Let's get that clip there.
Did you win?
I beat me 24-20.
That's an interesting thing.
He barely got it by the skin of his teeth. I did beat my own ass. Bro, I need to figure out what I'm doing on fucking what play calls, bro. 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9 is not a good look every single time.
My observation is you ain't doing shit.
Next game, you little fucking cunt. That was Tall J.T., not you, Z. That was a Tall J.T.
Z, don't let him talk to you like that.
I was about to say, bro.
Hey, Z, don't let him talk to you like that.
It was about to get real disrespectful in this motherfucker.
Don't worry, Z. You and I are friends. HD and I, no friends. Fuck him, little pervert.
I'm hashtag Team Beast.
Little pervert.
No, no, dude. You're the one that got excited when you said your grandma was sleeping over for the week.
Yeah, she changed in front of me, bro. I love it.
All right.
She changed in front of me.
What the fuck, bro? All right.
We actually have a nice slate of games to close out the week. So, first up, you have DK and the Denver Broncos going to Los Angeles to play the Chargers. I don't know how this is necessarily going to work since the Chargers and Rams are both playing at home this week, but.
Shout out DK, though. I talked a lot of shit. I talked a lot of shit, but DK is playing good football, bro. He put it together season three.
Hey, bro. Yeah, he has.
It only took you 15 weeks.
Did he put it together season? Did he put it together season two?
I don't think he made the playoffs, but he's getting closer. We cannot hear you at all, AD.
Yeah, so shut the fuck up, you clown. what were you saying? Did he make it last season, Z? The playoffs?
I don't think he made the playoffs, but he had a better season. So
than he was above 500.
You talking about DK?
Yeah,
he lost in a wild card to Medici.
Okay, yeah. So there you go.
Oh, here's HD again. Fuck me.
Oh yeah, because they played in like week 18, right, or some shit like that. Then they played again in the play. Okay, I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, he's had a good cycle.
Yeah, he was 10-7 last year, and he's 9-4
bro,
this year.
How did that come in clear again, bro? That should have.
D-Lloyd's a bitch. That's crazy.
Old thing I heard.
This is important too. This is important too because I mean the AFC West is it's Codes is sitting at the top at 11-2. Matt G's right behind him at 10-2 because he hasn't played this week. And DK sitting at 9-4, so there's a real chance they send three.
Nice, very nice. What's the next game?
Did y'all pick?
I'm taking. It's DK versus Codes. I'm taking Codes. Give me Codes.
I'm taking Codes in this one as well.
HD.
DK.
Z.
Is Nick Chubb still hurt? If he is, I'll take the Chargers.
Moving on to next game.
Next game got Hethe and the Chicago Bears going to Green Bay to take on Spring Break Mike.
Give me the Bears.
Nah, Bears. Spring Break.
Bears.
Mike. He's having a good time, bro.
He's got a suspension this week and next week. Remember that too. No, who did we take? Oh, the
Warren Jordan.
Yeah, the 96 speed running back that he has.
So, another development that I was unaware of. DJ Moore. Well, I mean, what you call it? Said it yesterday, but I'll repeat it. DJ Moore has torn his pec, so he is out for the season.
Yep, HD did that.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Last time you beat
moving
me.
Moving on, what's the? I'm gonna take the Bears. What are you taking, D-Lloyd?
The Bears.
What are you taking, Eagles?
Bears.
How about you, Seahawks?
I'll take Bears.
All right, moving on. Next game.
All right, the last game of week 15 should be a really good one. Madigy and the Kansas City Chiefs going to Houston to take on the Texans. Well, it also depends on if the Texans are resting guys.
Damn, resting guys 4 weeks before the season ends.
Not tanking guys, resting guys.
He is resting guys?
That's crazy. Yeah, he got an article about resting guys. We can talk about that in a second, but I'm going to go with the Chiefs. But
yeah, y'all suck.
How do y'all – I've seen both sides. I've rested guys before and it felt like just with morale and just momentum, I've lost that heading into the playoffs. But I've also played all my guys and got a star player hurt. You know what I mean? So it's like a delicate situation, but there's really no need for him to win.
The other thing too, D-Lloyd, that you're not mentioning that's interesting when you're resting those guys. The repetition of, calling what you're comfortable with, calling your plays, and, you know, that whole thing, it kind of ruins that whole momentum you have, too. Like, you go to different plays, you got different guys running different routes. Then next thing you know, it's like a catch. It's like a double-edged sword. Like, you go back to the original, and you're like, all right, my timing's off on this. My timing's off here. My timing's off here. Like, it could mess with you, especially on a 4 week basis. 1 or 2 weeks, maybe not. But 4 weeks, that's heavy.
I don't know about 2 weeks. Mine's like maybe week 18, bro. I just don't. Maybe because I've done it before and felt like I got screwed. Maybe I didn't get screwed. I just felt like it. So I kind of like always shied away from it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, it's a tough decision that, you know, it's a great decision, a spot to be in to even have that option. You know what I mean? But it's a tough one to make, tough decision to make, bro. Because didn't Drama just do that like last season?
Drama just sucks.
He was like resting guys super early.
Resting guys. Drama did the opposite. He wasn't resting guys.
Okay.
Yes. He played everybody all through week 18.
And that didn't work out for him. So yeah, it's tough, bro. But yeah, the
I'm taking the Chiefs then.
Same.
I was taking the Chiefs regardless.
How about you, Z?
Yeah, Chiefs. Because I mean, it's a very real world where they match up again in the wild card. So
yeah. All right.
I just want to laugh at Drama real quick. He didn't rest guys and got popped. He didn't rest guys and got popped by Kurt week 18 by like 28.
That shit's crazy. Want
to laugh at Drama again?
Everybody loves to laugh at Drama. Everybody in PML, have a great day. We'll catch you next time.